It is Earth Day, and President Biden is making big promises. He kicked off an international climate summit by pledging to cut the country's greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030, and he urged world leaders to work together in his opening remarks to the virtual conference.
This is a moral imperative, an economic imperative, a moment of peril, but also a moment of extraordinary possibilities. Time is short, but I believe we can do this. And I believe that we will do this.
NPR national correspondent Jeff Brady is following this story. And Jeff, this is a pretty ambitious goal. What would the U.S. need to do to cut emissions by half?
Well, we're certainly going to get more details in coming months before a big climate meeting in Glasgow in November. But we know the administration wants to set a national clean energy standard. That would require increasing amounts of electricity generated from fuels that don't emit the greenhouse gases fossil fuels do now. And in the president's more than $2 trillion infrastructure proposal, there's a fundamental remaking of the country's entire power grid, phasing out coal power plants, more renewable energy, and more transmission lines to get wind and solar power to where it's needed. The administration frames this as an economic opportunity. All that work will require hiring lots and lots of people to do it. And the administration wants big changes in transportation. Biden wants a fast ramp up of electric vehicles. So he's proposing incentives to buy EVs and more charging stations around the country.
That infrastructure plan you mentioned would need to pass through Congress. How much help does he need from lawmakers to make cuts this deep?
Congress is going to have to take action, and we're already seeing bills circulating that likely will become part of a bigger package in coming weeks. One of the big challenges this administration faces is that Democrats have a narrow margin in the Senate. They have a better chance of getting some things passed through budget reconciliation, but some items might not be able to be included in a reconciliation package. The administration says it wants help from Republican lawmakers, but it's not clear they're going to get it.
No matter what happens on Capitol Hill, the president is clearly sending a message here that the U.S. wants to lead on climate change after the Trump administration dropped out of the Paris Climate Accord. Do you get the sense, Jeff, that the international community is hearing that message?
Yes. Other countries, they're responding by increasing their own commitments today to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Japan increased its emission reductions from 26% to 46%. That's based on 2013 levels. South Korea vowed to no longer finance coal power plant construction in other countries. One environmental group called that a historic step. And Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, increased his country's commitment, aiming for carbon neutrality by 2050. That's a decade earlier than a previous commitment. And Bolsonaro reaffirmed his country's pledge to end illegal deforestation in the Amazon by 2030. But he also has said that Brazil should be paid for keeping the Amazon intact, and figuring that out may be a sticking point down the road.
And then there's China. Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke after Biden today. China, of course, now the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitter. Here's President Xi through an interpreter.
China will strive to peak carbon dioxide emissions before 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality before 2060. China has committed to move from carbon peak to carbon neutrality in a much shorter time span than what might take many developed countries.
So promising peak emissions by 2030, that is a contrast from Biden's promise to cut them in half by then. Can you put what China is trying to do into context?
Yeah, it's still significant. There were questions about whether China was even going to show up to this summit. So just being there is important. And under the Paris Agreement, there's a recognition that developing economies don't have the long history of emitting greenhouse gases that countries like the U.S. do. So emerging economies were given more time to get their emissions under control. China is coming back now and saying it will limit the increase of coal consumption in the next 5 years and phase it down in the 5 years after that. It's an important commitment, but of course, one that many will be watching to hold China accountable.
I understand that scientists are warning that the world is already way behind where it needs to be with emissions. So do you think that what Biden is promising and what China and others are promising, will that even be enough to prevent a climate disaster?
Well, we know that the Paris Climate Agreement wasn't enough, and the U.S. wasn't even on track to meet those commitments. Now countries are boosting their pledges, And even more is needed on top of that. We're already seeing the effects of climate change with more extreme heat waves, storms, and wildfires. Still, you know, what's happening now, this is progress. There are no enforcement mechanisms. The whole country's accountable for these promises. They all have to trust each other to live up to their commitments that they're making, and then, of course, increase them again in the future.
NPR's Jeff Brady, thank you very much.
Thank you.